previously on Jasmine's Therapy.
Again, that's why I'm here, to unpack and figure out the meanings and shit.
You know, in order to unpack things, you need to recognize what's in the suitcase first.
This is all getting confusing. Can we talk about something else?
Sure.
I know it's terrible, but that's me.
Why'd you do that? You're saying things to minimize and denigrate your actions.
I didn't even realize I was doing it. Basically, putting yourself last and throwing yourself under the bus to help others.
But what about throwing yourself under the bus for the greater good? That's where the power of discernment comes into play.
I'm still trying to learn about how to use discernment.
Well, we can unpack that.
Wait, before we talk about discernment, I have something I want to mention. I have started dating again, and I have downloaded my fourth dating app.
I'm glad to hear it. Much better than the other three, I'd assume.
Now, don't assume anything.
Okay, right.
I'm still salty about someone telling me that a few weeks ago. He really pissed me off with that one.
But when you think about it, a point can be made. Have you ever read the book, The Four Agreements?
No, I can't say that I have.
It's a great book. Very short book, actually. It can be read in one sitting.
Oh, okay.
I actually have it right here. Coincidentally, I picked it up again to revisit it. I do so every couple years.
What is it about?
I view it as a guide on how to live a better life by making only four agreements with yourself. Be impeccable with your word. Always do your best. Don't take anything personal. Lastly, don't assume.
Assume anything. Oh, I got it.
It's a very good book with great examples. It's helped me immensely. But as you can see, I am a work in progress.
I think we both are.
Now that I think about it, this kind of falls in line with what I wanted to open up more with. You mentioned how you wanted to talk about discernment and how it applies to people who've wronged you.
Oh, yeah. I'm still trying to figure that out.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't have the word discernment confused with forgiveness.
What do you mean?
Discernment and forgiveness are not the same. Discernment is about making wise choices and judgments, while forgiveness is the act of letting go of resentment or anger towards someone who's wronged you.
I get you. I'm just trying to figure out how not to be mad at people when they've done me wrong.
Well, that's the rub. Discernment can't be used with people who may have enacted some sort of wrongdoing, simply because the damage has already been inflicted. However, it's at that point we have the ability to choose one of two paths.
Which are?
The path of removal or the path of revenge.
Okay. I get the revenge part, but what's the removal?
Removal is from your heart, from your spirit. Forgive yourself for allowing yourself to be placed in that situation. Discernment will then be needed to make sure you don't place yourself in that situation again.
Okay.
There may eventually be a moment where you can even forgive the person that did you wrong. Not because they did you wrong, but because it carries something inside your heart if you don't release it. Removal.
I get that and all, but I'm sorry. I wasn't cut from that fabric of forgiveness then. I've been through so much in my life to where I don't even know how to sew back the pieces.
Yeah, but
maybe that's why I'm so quick to cut someone off. Maybe that's why I have to help others with their shit because I can't seem to get my shit together.
It could be. It could be. I remember a time back in college, maybe about 20 years ago. I had a friend, or rather someone I called a friend. At any rate, anytime she would need someone to talk to, I would be there for her. I helped her when she had trouble with her relationships. I would be there for her when she needed assistance financially, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I can count on one hand how many times she actually asked how I was. There would be so much going on in my world at the time, but I always took time to answer her calls because she needed me.
Okay.
Well, when her father passed, I didn't go to the funeral, because I was out of town for work. She knew this ahead of time, and I reiterated it a few days before I left. When I came back home a few days later, I called to check on her, and she was livid. She called me a terrible friend because I wasn't there for her in her worst time. I abandoned her, is what she said to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that really stung. It was like everything prior to that moment was discarded and forgotten about. I was beyond hurt. But it was at that point I said to myself, I could either choose to let it go or clap back. removal, or revenge.
Let me guess. You decided to let it go, and the rest is history.
On the contrary, I chose revenge. There was so much frustration inside of me to where I called her back and I let her have it. I held no punches. I criticized her appearance, her financial issues, her baby daddy drama, and said her father was in a better place because he didn't have to deal with her anymore like I still had to.
That was harsh.
It was intended to be.
Well, what happened afterwards?
Nothing. She just sat there on the phone, silent. I then heard her sniffling and sobbing, then the phone disconnected. I haven't heard from her since, and I regretted ever going there.
But you did nothing wrong.
In her eyes, I did. And that's the last impression she will have of me.
So you do regret it?
I regret choosing revenge over choosing removal, because it's never been my character. I could have still ended the friendship, just not in the manner in which I did. As for her, it doesn't concern me how she feels about me.
Well, it's not too late to reconcile, I would think.
Well, how do you think I should do that? Is it even worth considering it?
Well, you can start off by forgiving yourself because you... Oh, I see what you did there.
And what was that?
You're trying to get me to see the value in forgiveness.
I'm simply trying to get you to see the importance of removal.
You sneaky... You really haven't heard from her since?
No, and I don't intend to. It took so many years to forgive myself for what I said to her, when all I needed to do in the moment was tell her, this isn't a good friendship. It would have still hurt to end it, but the healing would have been significantly reduced.
True.
However, to her, I'll always be the person that spoke ill of her dead father. So even if I apologize every day for the rest of my life, I'm sure she'll never let it go. And it's fine. I've accepted it.
Well, if she is still holding on to that feeling after all these years, she may need therapy.
We all need therapy.
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Jasmine's Therapy. Tune in next week for episode 4, titled Grief. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast series and others by searching for Stories by Ingolio Co. or Jasmine's Therapy. Also, show your support by checking out our new merch drop specifically for this podcast series on ingolio.com/shop.